The FBI was tired. They probably were getting DMs left and right. Hey, man, I saw this in the sky yesterday. Y'all might look into this. They're like, oh, shit, these motherfuckers. They know. These niggas don't sleep. Everybody's up.
Hey, federal, you up?
Man. That's... I saw a flying, it looked like a George Foreman grill, like a big ass George Foreman grill in the sky.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal, devastating episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of the black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove that Bill Cosby's eye is, in fact, a horcrux. He has split his soul, ladies and gentlemen. The man is going to live to 150. And unless we stab that eye with a very special sword, his danger, the threat that he represents to the world, will continue. This is a fact. I don't even know that that's a conspiracy theory. It's just a goddamn fact. I'm your host, Langston Kerman. I'm excited to be here. I'm having a pretty good day. I had tater tots for lunch. So, bitch, watch out. Ain't no telling how I'm gonna show up. They had a little freezer burn on them, so you know that the vitamins were packed in tight. They were sealed with deliciousness. I loved them, and I, you know what, even more important, I love the guest today. My guest today, he's hilarious. I've known him for years. He's done all kinds of comedy around LA. He's from LA. He demanded that I tell you all he's from Los Angeles. Apparently that means something to him. I don't give a fuck where he's from, but I do like his comedy. He has amazing podcasts on Spotify called Nosy Neighbors. You're gonna love him. Please give it up for my guest, Mr. Chinedu Unaka.
Yeah. What up, Langston? How you doing,
what up,
boss?
Dog?
Good to see you, man.
I'm excited you're here. All the LA teams are out, so I feel like you only have time to concentrate on comedy at this point.
Facts, man. I'm happy. I got nobody to root for no more. I can just focus again, you know?
You just work on being, just be the funniest motherfucker you can be. I love that.
Yeah.
And speaking of funny, you came to me with a conspiracy theory that I had never heard before, I'll say. I've never heard this conspiracy theory before. It feels like, and I said this to you already, it feels like this one is of your own cooking, that like maybe this is one you're just trying to spread on your own. And I can't wait for us to dig into it. But you said, my mama told me.
The government hasn't rolled out aliens they found yet because they're training them to hate niggas first.
Yes, this is what I believe with my whole heart.
Tell me more. I gotta know more.
Now, I can't put this on my mama. It was just, I was in the shower, you know, thinking about the aliens. I was like, man, why haven't they? Because I remember they mentioned them during the quarantine, and then that was it. There was no update.
Yep.
You know, nobody rolls out once a week like Dr. Fauci did. Just give us an update. You know, like, and that was very open about COVID. It was always an update. I loved it.
Right. They should have a small Jewish man come out every week and say, hey, by the way.
We teach them how to brush their teeth now. Yep. They're learning how to use the toilets. Nothing. Yeah. They're just quiet about it. Which makes me, okay, cool. It's evil intent going on. You know, mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, and then this thought came in my head. It might be my mama's spirit that told me that, like, yo, they're teaching these aliens to hate black people first. And then go and drop them off in Africa and pretend like these aliens just have an issue with dark skin.
Whoa.
To wipe out the land, take the raw materials officially, and use Africa like they're Mars.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, this adds a little flavor to it that I had not yet been privy to in the initial introduction of your conspiracy theory. But I love where this is going. So you're saying that it isn't just that they're teaching them to hate us because they personally are not fans of us as well, right? We all know whites and blacks, we have a bit of a tumultuous relationship. But you're saying that it's bigger than that, that they're going to train these aliens to hate black people and then subsequently send them to black land so that they can usurp that land and murder. They can commit genocide without being obligated to the murders that they get to be clean of the whole thing.
Yep.
God damn, that's devastating.
Bro, you feel me? Now, I don't, you know, it's really about money. It's not even like, oh man, we just hate niggas the most. It's just a lot of the pure materials is in Africa. All these different things. And it might be just minorities across the board.
Yeah.
At least the darker skinned ones. You know, I think the aliens, I don't know if they'll be talented enough to distinguish paler skin from paler skin, but like Indians gotta watch out. Black people gotta watch out.
Yeah.
You know, the darker Latinos.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, Filipinos, you're on the cusp. Y'all come on now.
You're on the cusp, man. For real. So stay out the sun until these aliens roll out. I think I just imagine like scientists painting themselves in blackface and just slapping the aliens periodically twice just to build the hate in them. Like, these are my enemies, you know, just drop them off and be like, and then the white folks can pretend to be helping us. Oh, we're trying to figure this out. Aliens.
Right.
Whatever. I don't know how they kill yet, but I'm sure it's going to be quick and fast.
So in your mind, this is full Winter Soldier type training, just making a burning hatred that's going to take years to, if ever, we're able to uncook from these aliens' brains. And by then, they will be able to, like, defeat us.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this always been the plan.
Where do you think these aliens are coming from? I guess let's start there. Is this just general space? Or do you feel like this is specifically, like, they're coming from somewhere local? Like, where are these aliens sourced, I guess?
Well, if they come local, they're no longer aliens, right? So they not coming from Taurus. They have to be outer space. Well, yeah. Once they're not outer space, they're no longer aliens.
Don't make me look dumb on my own podcast. Just answer the goddamn question.
Those are immigrants. Now, I don't know what... It's definitely from a different galaxy, because I feel like we searched our galaxy pretty well for aliens. I watch a lot of YouTube documentaries on outer space, parallel universes, et cetera, et cetera. And we've been sending pulses through space. And there's been reports of receiving things back.
Yep.
But we just can't decipher what exactly is being sent.
Yeah.
So I feel like our location, people, you know, other life know of it, but they haven't been able to reach us. Or maybe they have, and now they're being locked in New Mexico, under a very thick steel cage room. You know how they do with the steel. Very thick.
Yeah, they love a thick steel.
Bad Wi-Fi, right? So nobody can know they're there. And they either they're training up to hate niggas.
Yep.
Or they're learning their technology so they can, you know, profit off it the most. I feel like Elon Musk has been let behind the curtain. That's why he got a head start. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to build. Because they know once the alien tech drop, he just plugged that bad boy in and his thing will be ready to go. It won't be crash landing like his last test. Or they're doing both.
Yeah. Or
they're doing both.
So I'm glad you said that, because I've done a few alien documentaries. You know, I'll dabble in some of the alien conspiracy theory and it all. And there's this documentary that I love on Netflix called Unacknowledged, that basically is this scientist, this dude, I think his first name is Steven. I can't remember his last name. I should remember if I'm going to mention him. I should have just skipped over his name instead of scientist. But the point is, Dr. Steven he's this guy who basically worked for the government for years and was like very a part of like all of their secret intel and information on aliens and the existence of them and what the government knew about these aliens that in UFOs that visit the planet. And then ultimately he tries to expose that information and then gets put behind a bunch of red tape and his life gets ruined and all this other shit because of his decision. That said, his whole point, what he argues in the documentary, is that these aliens are not coming here to attack us. They're actually coming here because they have such advanced technology that they could solve all of our problems. They could solve global warming. They could solve a bunch of the things that humans have done to the planet. But the powers that be, white people, have opted not to take those resources because too much of their money is already cooked into coal or steel or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I could see that 100%. I mean, it's not like we can't solve climate change ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's just that there's too much money in the process of destroying the planet as a result, you know?
And yes,
when you don't put a cap on capitalism, it gets very bad, right? Because people are going to fall into greed.
Now, see, that sound like a T.D. Jakes line right there.
Hey, I'm full of them, man.
Is that when you don't put a cap
on capitalism? Do you hear me? When you don't put a fitted on capitalism, it can grow into an afro. Out of control.
I love that. But I think that's fair. And I think if we take that a step further into your conspiracy theory, what that suggests, at least, is they don't want to take advantage of the new technologies, but they can take advantage of these alien bodies to help eliminate bodies that have inconvenienced their ability to gain more of the resources they lean on, rather than focus on the resources they could develop in order to save us. So you kill off more Black people and then take that land and get to mine more resources from the planet.
Yep. Now, two things. One, I think I deserved a little on a capital, but it's too late. The moment has passed. But two.
Hold on, wait. No. You acknowledged it. Now I give it to you. Cap on capital. You want to do it again? I'll throw the button on right now. See, go ahead. Hit me with it.
See, this is what happens, Dr. Kerman, when you don't put a cap on capitalism.
Ooh.
Hit me.
Ooh.
Hey, look, I've had at least get three. Okay,
it felt like the first time, honestly. It said it so good, it felt like you said it the first time.
So here's the thing, though, too. I think when the aliens do come, their tactics could be kind of misconstrued, right? When they get here, if their goal is to solve climate change, and they see, well, there's a pest problem on Earth, and the pests are us.
Yeah.
You know, we're the pests. We're the biggest pest problem that the Earth has. Like, we're killing the planet because there's too many of us. And if they see that as their simple solution, because they could be very detached from death. Death might not be a big thing to them. You know, it could just be like just a part of life that, you know, you sacrifice when you need to.
Yeah. And
they could see us as like, oh, this is a huge pest problem. There should be no more than, I don't know, 2 billion people on Earth. And they just, you know, because I still see one documentary that was saying the same way we look at animals, rats and insects, etc., as having very little use to us, and we use them as needed. Who's to say if whatever kind of living being finds us, that they're so advanced, they don't look at us like we're just insects.
Yeah.
They will use us or kill us as they see fit with the same detachment that we have for fried chicken.
Yeah. No, you know? I think that's fair. And we do know that because we think we're advanced, right? We pretend like we're not animals, when in fact, we pretty much are. We just socialize differently. But we know for a fact that other animals socialize as well. And despite that, we still bludgeon them with fucking bats and hard objects every year because we got a taste for them, or we think it's funny or whatever the fuck. Like, we see animals communicating with each other and it doesn't make us flinch. So there's a high possibility, to your point, that whatever space aliens or beings from out of this planet are also looking at us and like, these dumb fucks, I'll hit it with a baseball bat. I don't give a shit.
Facts. You know, they see one Soulja Boy video and it's a wrap. They just, They're going to lose all respect for us. And they, you know, if they discover freaking Royal Star or Shaver, it's a wrap for us.
It's just Soulja Boy yelling, "I used to sell crack." And they're like,
"I'm a genius."
And like, we got to kill him. This is what they are. This is
terrible. He looks tasty.
And that's fair, because I do know that, and I know enough people who have had one bad experience with a dog and they're like, "Man, fuck dogs. I hate dogs." And it's like, No, you hate that dog. Dog was a piece of shit. That dog was a Soulja Boy ass dog. But there's plenty of very talented, less obnoxious dogs that you could enjoy.
Love to death. Mm-hmm. Literally. Yeah. You know, and I think that's a big concern. I think that's why the science community is such a rush to try to discover life first, to see the threat before it gets here and to understand the threat, if at all, right? Maybe it's not a threat. Maybe it's something that's very helpful.
Yeah. You know? Well, let me ask you this. Let's take a bit of a step back, because I do think this is going to help inform some of our choices in this episode. How much were you raised around believers in aliens, in sort of like this outer space type experience, if you will?
Yeah. You know what? In my house,
yep.
I don't even know if I was raised around believers of aliens, because we didn't necessarily talk about it. It was like sex in the house. Everybody was either having it or thinking about it.
Yeah.
We never talked about it. You know, so who knows?
I like the idea that you used to go up to your parents' door, and some days you would hear them having sex, and you'd be like, "I think they're having sex in there." And some days it would be quiet, and you're like, "I think they're talking about aliens."
About aliens. You just hear UFO sounds. I think they watch some documentary.
I think they're wondering what's out there, out in the skies.
Because we definitely went to church and all these different things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was big on math. And so the probability of there not being life is a lot less likely than the probability that there is other life out there.
Right.
Space is just way too vast.
And so you're saying your parents, at least in no way, were deniers of of aliens out in, like, they weren't people being like, "No, they're, God made humans. That's it. You're done."
Yeah. I think their work schedule was too intense to have thoughts about too many other things.
Sure.
They worked overtime a lot. They got home exhausted.
Yeah.
Food, Lakers, sleep.
Yeah.
If that. Yeah. That was it.
And that is the interesting thing about the way that capitalism, if we can bring that back up, is set up, is that if you are entrapped in it enough, it is freeing in some ways. And maybe freeing is the wrong word, but it does allow you to just focus on the essentials of your life, rather than get distracted with, like, looking up at the skies and wondering what's above you and what's out there and all that stuff.
Yeah. And I think technology allows us now, with the extra time, to have those thoughts, right?
Right.
You know, back when my mom and dad were young adults, they were, you know, trying to figure out how to get to their location via a map. And it's a lot of extra brain space you have to give to, you know, mundane things that we now don't have to, because, you know, shit, iPhone take cares of a lot of different things that we don't even realize. Like,
right.
I don't have to, once I put in my calendar, stuff in my calendar, I don't got to remember it. It's there. I just got to remember to check the calendar, right? So a lot of extra freedom you have mentally is just kind of stare into the sky and have different thoughts to it.
Yeah. Like, when my mom was a kid, her dad was an auto worker in Detroit. Right. And at the time, this motherfucker didn't have free time to think about aliens. But now, let's say you work at the Amazon plant, assuming Jeff Bezos isn't beating you with a whip, you do have some extra time to check your phone and maybe spot some of these UFOs that the U.S. is posting online and being like, "Yeah, we saw some. We don't know what it is, but here it is," kind of thing.
And the U.S. usually, when they do see something, they don't just own it. They always say, "Oh, maybe it's China or Russia."
Like,
you know, goddamn well, China, Russia don't have the balls to fly something random over U.S. soil. They're not doing that. Period.
That's not how that works.
That's not how that works, fam. Like, you would have shot out the sky if you knew it. You would have saw it take off from China. You know.
Yeah. Let me ask you this though, because I like what you're saying. I think what you're saying has a lot of validity to it. What do you do then? Why do you think that they're showing us this footage? What's the point?
The footage that they seen?
Yeah, because they are showing us videos now, right? Like they've at least posted some videos, and they've allowed a few people to like speak up and say like, "Hey, I was flying the plane that day. Shit was wild. It started spinning. It drove off on me. Skirt, skirt." Like, what do you think their goal is when they say that?
I think it's the same reason the police are starting to keep other police accountable.
Ooh.
They have to. Everybody has cameras in their pockets. He's like, you're gonna find out anyway. So let's pretend like we were trying to fix this problem since the beginning.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Come on, now hit me.
I gave you one. You talked through it, and now this one.
That's two. What's the record? What's the record on the pod?
Oh, we usually don't even do that much, but you're loving it, so I'm going to give it to you. You'll break the record today.
I'm breaking a record, bro.
Here's what I'll say. I like that. That does make a fair amount of sense. It's similar to body cams, right? That like police started putting on body cams as a demonstration of accountability, despite the fact that even while wearing the body cams, they will happily shoot a person in the face and be like, "Hey man, he was wilding." But that said, they can at least say, "No, look at us making the effort." I think in the same way, by your suggestion, the government is going, "No, we're making an effort. See, we'll show you the thing. We don't know what it is. It's wilding, but now you know, we know what you're seeing isn't completely fabricated."
Yeah.
Last question before we go to break. So you believe in the possibility of all of this. You believe that they're training these aliens to do this thing. My question, and this is a question that's been lingering in my heart ever since I read your theory, what do you think we can do about it? Is there anything that we can do to prevent them from training a new species to beat our ass and take land from people who look like us?
Somebody is going to have to fuck an alien. And that's that's what it comes down to. We have to show them the highest act of love that we can to show them, "Hey man, it's all love over here. We are not the ones."
Yeah.
You know? So nonviolent resistance, I think, will actually, I don't think it works with the whites as much. But nonviolence for aliens, I think, is the way to go. You know?
Sure.
People gonna have to die. But I think once we get past that barricade, like whoever gets, captured first is going to have to take an L and have sex with an alien.
Right. Because the first person who tries to fuck that alien, they're going to get their dick ripped off. Like that.
For sure.
The alien's not going to be friendly to the idea at first. They've been trained to see you as an enemy. And then here you are now pulling out an erection towards them. They're really going to be unhappy. Yeah. But you're saying that if enough people venture forward and hold out their hand, much like Jane Goodall does to them chimps, at some point, the alien is going to soften enough to allow them inside of their body. We don't even know if they got bodies.
And I don't think we should just go straight to sex.
Oh.
But I think we should be willing to take it there if need be. I think we should start with conversation.
Yep.
They don't understand. Then we'll try it. If they don't understand English, we'll try a hug.
Yeah.
You know, just escalate it.
Yeah.
You know, and then we're like, "Look.
I love that.
I'll fuck you.
You made it
just
very
to show
clear.
Us all love. You know,
this it's is not sexual assault. This is very much a consensual, loving relationship with an alien.
Show me the guy that was slapping. Show me a picture of the guy that was slapping you in that cave. And I'll show you blackface. That wasn't us.
That wasn't us.
That wasn't us.
He didn't make love to you like this. Hush. Lay down.
At all.
Don't speak. I love that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Chin to Do and more My Mama Told Me. And we are back. I can go anywhere. Suck my dick. Yeah, we're back here with more Chin to Do and Naga. We're still talking about the possibility that aliens are out there and they are posing a threat to anybody who looks at all ethnic, I guess mostly black people, but probably anybody who's darker than a brown paper bag, it sounds like they're going to beat your ass and take your land. Yeah. Is there any possibility in your mind that at the point that we have sex with these aliens and change their minds, that we could flip this and then train them to kill Whitey? Is that the plan, or are we better than that?
We're better than that. It's just not in our hearts. If that was, we would have been done it by now, right? Sure. It's just, and that's why we always end up, you know, towards the end of the stick. It's just not in us to do that. I don't think it's genuinely in humans.
Yep.
You know, I think, I think white folks just take things a little bit far.
Yeah, okay. So by your suggestion, white people are literally denying their human nature in the way that they treat the other people around them.
Yeah, of course. And we all know it's not all you have to say. It's not all white folks, because we know that, right?
But sure.
I think human nature is naturally to be good.
Yeah.
But I think when greed comes into the picture, et cetera, et cetera, I think there's no one better than white guys.
Sure.
When it comes to taking it too far.
if you need a motherfucker to take it too far, you call a white man.
Hey, man. You know, black people like, hey, you ever see the black dude get a jump? My other black people, one of the black dudes from the game, like, hey, yo, man, that's cool, man. Chill, man.
Yeah.
We just... There's a limit.
Sure, but if you need a motherfucker to start biting his nose, you send in a white guy.
Man, he's not going to bite his nose. He's like, man, let's take his shoes and let's move into his house.
Let's wear him around his wife till she gets scared.
Let's put him to work, you know?
All right, so, let's jump into this research, because we have quite a bit to dig into. So the government... doesn't, you know, I try to Google all of these things, but the government doesn't exactly put up a lot of their racist alien training videos on the internet. That's not a thing that you can easily come across. It's just a man in a MIB suit beating the shit out of an alien while wearing blackface. That's not a thing. But however, there is a fair amount of sort of racist shit that has been sort of made its way into space. This is a great example of what I mean. In August of 2020, NASA actually had to make an announcement that they were going to stop using racist nicknames for cosmic objects. NASA, you know, the famous one. They had to like make a public announcement that like, hey, y'all, we've been calling these objects out in space racist shit for a while now, and we need to apologize.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. The fact is, there's not a Confederate flag on the moon already.
Right.
It's surprising.
So one of the things that they had to apologize for, and I'm going to preemptively apologize because I'm merely quoting, and a lot of my listeners are very decent people who get upset with me when language is coarse and these niggas don't know how to appreciate the care that I put into all of this. But one of the things that they had to apologize for is that basically they got called out for calling a planetary nebula Eskimo. They had picked an entire like nebula of planets and called it Eskimo. And then I looked up what Eskimo means, because I never understood why that was offensive or where that even came from. But apparently Eskimo directly translates to people who eat raw meat. So it makes sense why the indigenous people of those regions would be offended, because they're essentially being called cannibals by white people every time anyone had called them Eskimo. And then on top of that, these people at NASA, literal rocket scientists, were calling a planetary nebulous that for no apparent reason at all.
Hmm. Now, does sushi count as raw meat, or is that or a fish separate category? Because I might be.
Sure.
I might be an Eskimo.
I think it does technically count as raw meat, although I don't presume that that's why they were calling them that. I don't think they were like, these sushi eating motherfuckers. They were like, he probably eat Susan legs, and I fucking hate him. So an additional term that sort of had made its way to some of these cosmic objects, they had called a different cluster of planets Siamese Twins Galaxy. Siamese Twins Galaxy, which up until this year, I didn't even know was offensive. But as it turns out, Siamese comes from an actual region. It's not just like a thing that we call a cat. You know what I mean? I thought it was just cats. But it turns out that there's an actual place called Siam and or Siam. I don't know which one it is. But either way, they don't like it when you just make fun of the one time they had a joined twins and name galaxies after it.
Oh, so the first twins that were connected were probably discovered in Siam or Siam.
Yeah.
And so they became Siamese twins. Low key, it might have been a name they came up themselves or their manager. Because you know they was put to work.
Oh, you mean like this was a marketing ploy?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like as soon as they could walk, like, yo, man, we make hella money, bro. Yeah. Some tour, da 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 da. They brainstormed some names and it came with Siamese twins. And I think it could have been a thing where people didn't realize that Siam was a real place. They just thought when you're connected, it must mean Siamese.
Yeah. And
so that's how the name probably took form. So I'm not even mad at NASA for that one.
Okay. So you're real forgiving of the white devil today. And I respect your choice in all of this.
For that one. For that one.
Okay. Well, what I'll say, and maybe this will help help sway you in a different direction, is that whether you agree with sort of these miscalculations on NASA's part, what I will say is if they are struggling with these ideas in 2020, at the time that this article sort of came out and these announcements came out, then what do you think they were calling these cosmic clusters before 2020? Back in, you know, 1960, when, you know what I mean? When the shit was really popping, you know, they were looking up at the sky and being like, look at this old jigaboo Jupiter up there or whatever the fuck it was.
They called the moon Michael Jackson face. All types of fucked up shit. They probably really fuck up name for a black hole. Oh, man. You know? This is a black bottom.
Look at Nell Carter's anus up there, you know, black hole.
Samuel A. Jackson's anus tunnel.
Yeah, they probably said horrific things. Yeah. And it only goes to support the possibility that the people directly in contact, most likely to be directly in contact with these aliens, clearly have a bias against people of color and people who are not of the Caucasus region.
So we should all be suspicious and worried that they haven't been giving us calculated updates about these unidentified objects that they discovered, because they are maliciously teaching them to hate black people first.
I'm listening.
People of color.
Listen,
I'm be surprised.
I'm getting closer and closer to fully believing your theory.
Build your bunker, my brother. I'm trying to, you know, because you remember that movie with the black woman that actually I forgot what they created. There's the NASA movie. It was like a civil rights NASA movie.
Oh, Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure there was a scene where they were like had issues with the way they was naming planets and shit, but they probably cut it.
Oh, sure. Like, you can't call it monkey space ball. You got to be respectful. Stop respectful.
Shut up. Jigaboo.
Walk. Now you walk real far to use the bathroom, bitch. Fuck you.
Right. We got to get it down to 147. We need some scenes to cut. What about the Jigaboo stars? All right, yeah, yeah. Nobody knows about that anyway.
Yeah, it seems superfluous. We ain't got to tell on ourselves on that one.
Exactly.
Okay, this is another article that I read, and I think this one actually it sat weird in my spirit. I'll be honest with you. I read this article that exhausted the shit out of me called, and it was on this website called The Conversation. And it was titled How Hollywood's Alien and Predator Movies Reinforce Anti-Black Racism. It's the title. Is that Alien? And the premise is that Alien and Predator both reinforce anti-black racism. And in the article, the author makes this claim that there is a direct correlation between the way black women were presented and treated in this film, in Alien, as these soulless baby-making machines, much in the way that they are in American society, and that the mother alien, who is a giant and sort of like this giant tar covered monster is in fact representative of Black women and the way that they are constantly forced to breed and churn out evil spawn.
So her argument is that the alien resembled, it looked like Black people, and she took it as this.
I think this author's argument is that the alien is more figuratively representing Black women in sort of like its threat, in that like it's unbeatable, it's large, it's scary, and it keeps making more and more Black babies. And I took offense to this largely in that I know a lot of Black women. I'm not an expert on Black women, but I know a fair amount of them. And I've never met a single Black woman on this planet who was watching Alien, saw that big ass molasses covered devil lizard and thought, yeah, damn, that bitch looked like me. That's me up there. That's me nice. Represented on screen.
Yeah, yeah. I can't get with her on this one. Just because, even if I'm sure she did a research, maybe, or just, you know, maybe she just, you know, she was just feeling a certain way when she saw that movie.
Yes.
But I think Black people in general, we have to be more selective with the arguments we want to get behind, because it's very counterproductive to the things we should be focusing on.
Yeah, I'm not about to sit here and argue about fucking alien. That ain't got nothing to do with me
at all. This is easy ammo for Candace Owens to grab and gain a whole nother million followers. So I think
Let's pick apart some shit that actually happened. There is some bad imagery. There's some terrible imagery in the world. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. There's a whole fucking character on there named Mr. Popo, who is literally in blackface and wears a turban. Let's talk about Mr. Popo. Okay, but I ain't about to fuck around with the alien that doesn't look like Black women, doesn't even speak English, and then pretend like it's meant to be a Black person.
A Black person. Now, if he had on some Tims, you might have a case. Like, why does alien in Tims? The man just killing everybody.
Why does that alien keep smoking menthol cigarettes and talking about jazz? I think that alien is Black.
You know? But other than that, I think as long as the alien is barefooted, he's not rocking any FUBU or anything like that, I think we could safely say it's just an outer space creature. And, you know, just enjoy the movie.
Poor universe by universe, of course.
Right, exactly.
Similarly, this article also made some claims that the dreads on the predator monster and the inexplicable violence that these aliens sort of like enact is the same way that Black men are viewed in America. That, like, because they have these long dreads and they're like these scary faced, unbeatable monsters, they represent Black men. I assume you feel similarly as the alien monster.
Man, there's not a day that I don't wake up and think these niggas are staring at my dreads and they're terrified, you know? And I mean, look, now that there are people out there who are like, you know, they relate dreads to either drugs or violence, sure. But once again, the man had scales, yellow eyes. Probably had something sticking from his forehead.
Yeah.
Maybe some wings, really large gut. It wasn't us. Okay? All right. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us. That ain't gotta be you if you don't force that to be you, it could be literally anything.
Anybody. Yeah. You know? Anybody. I think you know, sometimes aliens are they're killed by the sun. And I've seen a lot of movies where aliens are killed by the sun. White folks can easily write an article, these aliens obviously are us. The way we dominate planets and make people slaves. So look at the way they're killed by the sun. They're trying to make us sink.
Yep.
We all could find an angle. I say we all just sit down, enjoy the fiction.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I do think that while I think these correlations are borderline psychotic, I think that they're pretty fucking dumb. I will say that it did get me thinking about depictions of Black people in film. And while I don't necessarily see myself as any character in Alien or in Predator or any of these things, I do think that there is a vast history of television and film where Black people are portrayed in a way that I don't necessarily care for. And to your point, there's some possibility if I were to try to brainwash aliens and I needed Black people as resources to make them hate, then I'm just going to show them a bunch of years and years and years of bad, fucked up television to get them there. You know what I mean?
That's it. Just show them sliced up clips of the most violent Black movies you could find.
Hell yeah.
Tell them it's real life.
Yeah.
Mix in some news, etc. Mm-hmm. Maybe some videos of Mike Tyson just knocking people out.
Yeah.
And aliens be like, yo, man, we got to do something about these people.
You just show them.
Gonna be like, you yes.
Yeah. You just show them clips of like Roots and then for some reason the Popeyes lady. Do you know what I mean? Just mix that together. Love that chicken from Popeyes. Mm-hmm. And then just a nigga getting his foot chopped off and you're like, whoa. These are bad people.
They probably make them love chickens. They probably put a bunch of chickens inside the aliens' caves, and they use them as pets. And then they show a bunch of Black people just eating chicken. You're like, oh, they're killing your friends. Get out there and stop them.
Yeah.
Then they drop them off in Africa.
You can build these correlations, and they have literally 100 years of footage to pull from of just hateful, backwards imagery. If, like, for example, even if they cut up the Cosby Show, you know what I mean? They would still have to be like, oh, by the way, this is arguably the most evil nigga this planet has ever known. Do you know what I mean?
Facts,
like, there's
facts. And he's been released.
And he's still out there. You got to take him down.
Release the Kraken.
Oh, man. Okay. So the last point that I'll make before we go to another break, the last point that I'll make is that many people have claimed one of the clearest dismissals of Black and brown contributions is this show called Ancient Aliens. Have you heard of Ancient Aliens?
No.
So Ancient Aliens, if you're not familiar, and for those of you at home who aren't familiar, is basically this fake history show where they basically go to like these ancient artifacts, things like the pyramids in Egypt, right? And they claim that the pyramids may not have in fact been built by the Egyptians and instead could have been built by alien species who like came down and did us a favor thousands of years ago.
And then dipped.
And so a lot of people have claimed that, look, that's a clearly racist theory, right? That you're presuming that aliens could have done it, but Black and brown people couldn't have. And the people who clearly knew math and had all kinds of weird ways of building things that we don't even understand today are somehow less than, but these creatures from another planet are not, right? That's the argument that a lot of people make. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because if you put the ancient aliens theory in a blender, what it may be possible, at least, is let's say these aliens did, in fact, if aliens do exist and aliens did, in fact, do us this favor and build us these pyramids, what white people might be doing is using things like ancient aliens to be like, look at these Black people trying to take credit for the thing that you built thousands of years ago.
Yeah. Now, but if the aliens did us a favor, they don't need credit. You know what I mean? They're not looking for awards. They're like, yeah, it was a quick stop. You guys, the housing situation you guys had wasn't really our thing. So we just kind of built some three quick huts and dipped out.
Yeah.
Keep that.
Yeah. You know? They're like, hey, we stopping by the pyramid spot. If y'all want one, we'll snatch it up.
They ain't tripping on losing that credit. And I actually have seen, now when you're talking about, I think I have seen this documentary.
Yeah.
There's also another theory.
Yeah.
Which kind of combines the two, that giants actually existed at one time.
Whoa.
And giants created the pyramids, because essentially they're saying the technology needed to create those pyramids wasn't around yet at that time. Or maybe it was, but you killed the niggas off that knew how to do it.
Yeah.
I was saying before they taught you. But there's another theory that people were so big that giants used to exist. And do you know who Boban is?
The NBA player?
Yes, the center.
Yeah,
for
of Dallas. Course.
If you took a really close look at his face, he looks like...
Oh, no, he's part, tough to look at. Yeah.
Yeah. The way his ears are shaped, like he looks like a Disney character, like a giant, like a real life, like, you know, like people, like the dinosaurs went extinct, but every now and then you'll see like some really large crocodile who obviously has been around since the dinosaurs.
It technically is a crocodile, but it ain't the crocodile we know. It's he's more humanoid than he is human, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think like Bobon is a descendant from these giants that used to be around.
Right.
You know, and that gene pool is kind of still stuck in us. So every now and then they'll pop up.
Yep.
You know,
your Yao Mings, your Bobons, sure.
Yeah. And he was probably among the shorter versions of the giants.
He's got to be.
Oh, yeah. He was the, you know, the small person, right? of the giants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like
Shaq is one of them, too.
Yep. It's like Hagrid from Harry Potter. He was the love child of a giant and a regular human being, and thus made a like 7-8 foot man, but not entirely a giant person.
100%. I think so. It's a combination of, yes, it wasn't the Africans that we know and love and are used to, but it was the giant African version, maybe, that built the pyramids. Mind you, I think there were just regular Africans that built it, but it could have been like just really giant people that did it.
Wow. This is important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you did all that and then you took a bite of something. You're like, nah, I did my work.
some plantains.
All right, we're going to take one more break. We'll be back with more Chinadu and more My Mama Told Me. And we are back.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Yeah, we're back here with more Chinadu Unaga, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about the possibility that aliens are out there and they don't care for us. And also there were giants at one point. I don't know. It got weird, but we're back. And we... Now we're going to play a game. You ready to play a game?
Let's do it.
Let's play a game. This is a classic on the show. It's one of my favorites. It's a game called White Lies.
Ugly. You are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
White Lies. It's a fun game in which I will introduce to you a conspiracy theory that is widely held in the white community, one that white people have long believed in. And what I would love for you to do is unpack why you think it is that they believe in this conspiracy theory. Why do you think this conspiracy theory is so important to the whites? Okay.
Yeah.
This is a fun one. It's a classic. It's one I've been hearing for decades now. There is a theory that Richard Gere of Pretty Woman fame, Richard Gere, very handsome man, always been gray. I don't know why, but Richard Gere apparently used to put live gerbils up his butt. He would put live gerbils in his anus for sexual arousal. This was some version of a way to stimulate his prostate and G-spot, and then would use live gerbils in his anus. Why, Chinadu, do you think white people hold so fast to this conspiracy theory?
Well, I just want to be clear that this is the first time I've ever heard this of a human doing this, let alone Richard Gere.
Richard Gere apparently is real into it.
And I think white folks truly believe in this because it is so out there. It has to be true.
Wow.
It has to be true.
Yeah.
It has to be. Something like that. No one thinks of like, okay, yeah, I'm going to think of a rumor to ruin Richard Gere.
Yeah.
What is something that people will believe? You know, no one thinks of Jermo in the booty hole.
Yep.
You know? Did I say the pet name right? What do they call it?
You said gerbil in the booty hole.
In the booty hole.
I believe that is the medical term that...
it's a gerbil in the booty hole itis. Very rare case when it happens, when the gerbil doesn't get out. It's ugly.
No, it's in there.
So I think it's so out there. That's why you think it's true. And I've held a hamster, which I think is a part of the gerbil family.
Yeah, they got to be cousins.
They very similar. Very soft. Yeah. Very soft.
If you held up a gerbil and a hamster, I wouldn't be like, And you're like, which one's which? I wouldn't be like, you stupid bitch. This is obviously a hamster. Right. This one's a gerbil. I'd be like, nah, you got me.
You got me, bro. And so I would imagine I never dabbled with the booty hole, per se, putting anything inside there. But gerbils are furry, and they do move. They are very soft, and they do move in a way that's very random, and it could be very...
Right. They like to tunnel. And you got a tunnel built in.
They like to tunnel. Mm-hmm. That's a good point, bro. They do like to tunnel, man. And I think gerbils are just the right size where they can't get into your large intestines. They'll get stuck. Oh. And then realize the only way out is this way. So they'll turn around.
Oh, so they're not, that suggestion, they're not so insane that they're just going to keep tunneling until they like make it back out your throat. They're going to.
Right.
They're going to turn back around.
Yeah, they can't even get through. They're going to be like, oh, no, this is the wrong way, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think when they turn around, that's when Richard Gere, he orgasms.
Like, nah, they feel good going in, but wait till they come out.
Wait till they turn around.
That's when old Mr. Gere turns it up a notch.
Hey, man, look, you know, he's that. If that's true, that's the most Illuminati thing I've ever heard in my life.
I will say that I think you've made a really important point in that there are a lot of silly things that get made up about celebrities and celebrity behavior that are easy to believe and sometimes disappointing when we find out that we just are making up mean things about real human beings.
Right.
But it is such an outlandish suggestion that it feels like there has to be a level of truth to it. That even if it isn't exactly correct, that it is a gerbil or that he does it a bunch of times, it feels like, man, you tried it once. Come on, Richard Gere. There's a reason they bring this up all the time about you and your behavior.
Right. Or it's like truth adjacent. Mm-hmm. When the real story is he lost track of his pet. He likes to write naked. See what I'm saying? Sat down in his seat. The gerbil got lost in his booty. Have to go to the hospital, get it taken out.
Yeah.
The doctor talks too much, breaks patient doctor, confidentiality.
Yeah.
Tells a friend, and then the rumor spreads.
And to that doctor's credit, if Richard Gere walked in my office and told me he had a pet in his asshole, I would say, yeah, I'm going to call my wife on this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, let's go out for dinner tonight. I got a story.
Tonight, we've got something to chat about. Most days, I got no gossip. But today, I got a little taste of something you're going to like.
Yeah, and I can't tell this over your trash casserole. Let's have a nice meal so I can tell you the story.
Baby girl, we're going to Applebee's. Richard Gere got a gerbil in his asshole.
No, he didn't. Just wait till we sit down.
Wait till we get the apps. I won't say anymore.
I have x-rays.
All right, we did it. Chinadu, we nailed it. This was a lovely time. Could you tell the people at home where they can find you, what cool shit you have going on?
You can find me on IG at Chinadu Unaka, Chinedu, last name Unaka, or on Twitter at Chinadu Comedy. Besides that, can download my comedy album, Mostly Kidding. And I'm going to be on an episode of Insecure, the new last season.
Hey.
Yeah, other than that, man, just drinking my water, bro. Drinking my water, trying to get some rest every now and then.
Hell yeah. So follow Chinadu and watch Insecure. Follow him online. And of course, drink your water as well. Don't you dehydrated bitches listen to this episode. You better do it hydrated. And you can always follow me at Langston Kerman on Instagram and Twitter. And please like, subscribe, review, do all the things you're supposed to do to a podcast. Don't be stingy, you stupid whores. Go ahead. Do the thing. And okay, that's it. Bye.
Peace.